Well, there's some of them are toxic, some of them are good.
Okay.
There are just too many of them, and there has to be a plan to clean up these assets and have institutions and or funds buy them. And that's the Treasury has been working on that. The Fed is helping that, and so we have some more work to do with that. But the last part is the most important one, which is if you attack housing and at the same time unemployment is still rising, that doesn't necessarily help us get out of where we need to be. And so we have to have a fiscal stimulus, and the president-elect has said that he's considering that. It may be one of his first actions. We have got to have a fiscal stimulus to jump-start this economy.
You, and most of the bankers you know, agree with that. That we need the kind of physical stimulus that the president-elect is talking about, at the range of $500 billion, $600 billion, that will not only be involved in infrastructure, but also in terms of alternative energy and lots of other issues.
I think that's right. We need to do that, but at the back end of that, we want to make sure that we're attacking some of those issues for America that are going to be important long-term, like infrastructure, healthcare, those kind of things.
How do you size up the president's economic team? Tim Geithner, who you've worked with, who you know because of some of these negotiations. Larry Summers, of course you know.
I like it. I think it's one of the best teams one could put together. I have known Larry somewhat. He's a very smart man. He's experienced. He actually is very good at looking through a lot of details and coming up with a theory. Geithner understands theories. He understands practice. He's a doer. And unfortunately, he has had a lot of experience in dealing with some of these things over the last 6 months. So, it's good to have him. It's good to have Larry.
My impression is that Geithner was involved in the negotiations having to do that took place over the weekend, but he pulled back after it became public that he might be the Secretary of the Treasury nominee.
Charlie, we dealt with a lot of regulators over the weekend, and that is one of the wonderful things about what happened over the weekend. Everybody came together, and this was the FDIC, this was the OCC, this was the Fed, it was the Department of Treasury, it was the confidence in the financial system as a whole. And so, a lot of people are involved in trying to figure out, okay, we're in this market where we have a battle between fear and confidence.